What would it mean to you to create a life you love? My mission through Quiet the Hive is to ensure that the women I work with get to the end of days thinking, holy cow, what a ride, rather than if only I'd been brave enough to, or I wish I'd had the strength to. And so that's what we take further here on From Inside the Hive podcast, and I'm so glad you're here. Every other week, you'll hear my own musings, things that I hope will inspire, challenge you, give you things to try out and things to channel. And those alternate weeks, I have an amazing guest who's going to share with you the story of their brave choice or something that can inspire you, along with hints and tips for how you can think about creating a life you love. If you want more of this outside of the podcast, then why not sign up for The Compass, my four-week self-guided online course helping you reconnect with you. Head to quietthehive.thinkific.com. Or perhaps you'd like to take it further and get some one-to-one coaching with me, an award-winning mindset coach. I'd be delighted to spend time helping you create a life you love. Okay, on with the show. Something that was mentioned this morning has really stuck with me. Do you ever have that where someone just casually throws out a sentence that you know is just going to be so important for you going forward? Anyway, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what this was and why I think it is such a gem of an observation. Enjoy. Well, this is a bit of a sneaky episode because, well, it's been a busy, an incredibly rewarding, but very busy couple of weeks. And so I'm really sorry to say that the episode I was going to record kind of slipped me by. But instead, I was inspired today by something someone said on the Awakening Women's Lives program. I've just finished the sixth cohort with just the most wonderful group of women who have grown and blossomed and challenged themselves and really awakened their lives. And I've got them now heading towards how they want them to look. They have created for themselves that blueprint of what they want and what they don't want, what they want to let go of and what they want to welcome in. At the end of every session, we talk about how the group will continue to stay connected. That happens in many different ways, some more intensively than others. And actually, with this cohort, we were talking about whether they wanted to keep in touch and if so, how that would happen and how often. And one of the delegates said, delegates, that sounds so clinical, doesn't it? One of the friends, one of the women, one of the cohort said, "You hold my story," to the other women. And I thought that was really beautiful. She delved into it a bit more and explained that what she meant by that was when we get together and she says, "Do you know what? I've not accomplished much this week or this month. I've not made as much progress as I wanted to, or I didn't do this and I didn't do that." The women who are on that cohort all remind each other about exactly how far they've come and exactly what they've accomplished. So when she talked about holding my story, what she meant was that they're the ones who sometimes do the remembering, the noticing, the drawing attention to the positive stuff that we are so quick to let go of. For example, we were able to talk about something she'd accomplished that month that she'd kind of forgotten about, even though it was massive. Because as humans, and you will have heard me say this before, but it's so true, as humans, we are Velcro for negativity and Teflon for positivity. What do I mean by that? Well, as humans, we are programmed, we are designed to notice the things that cause us risk or we should be fearful of, whether that's real fear or imagined fear. We're designed to notice the predators. We're designed to keep an eye on what's going wrong because ultimately, those are the things that are important for our survival, right? We need to avoid or mitigate those risks. So when something's going well, you'll just brush it off. It will slip away and you won't remember it because you don't need to. Your brain does the job of saying, oh, okay, everything's going well there. We're attending to that, it's all good. So we don't need to hold on to it, which is why when you go into, I don't know, a meeting with your boss, for example, and they say, hey, you did brilliantly. This was amazing. What a brilliant piece of work. We really appreciated your input here. I was impressed with how you carried yourself in that meeting. That thing that you did was brilliant. If I have one recommendation for you, it would be this. Oh, and by the way, I really appreciated the time you did that. All of those positives. The thing you leave the room with is the, here's something you could do better. We're just designed to attend to it. That's one of the reasons why I tell people all the time to focus on where you are finding the nectar in your life. Do the gratitude journaling. What was sweet about your day? Because the more we look out for it, the more we program our brains to attend to the good stuff. And actually, having a tribe around you who will do that stuff for you is so helpful. So when the woman on the cohort this morning said, you hold my story, it really stuck with me. And I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful testimony to the friendship, the camaraderie, the support, the challenge, the cheerleading that the women who join Awakening Women's Lives really offer and get from each other. So my question to you in this short, sweet episode is, who holds your story? Who is the person who will remind you how awesome you are and what you have accomplished? And when was the last time you spent time with them? Go find out and just bask in the fact that they will help you to remember your story. They will be the holder of your story. Until next time, take really good care.
If you enjoyed this podcast from Inside the Hive by Quiet the Hive, then please leave us a 5-star rating or drop us any comments in the box below. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Any comments or ratings you give us all help other people who would benefit from the content to find us. Thanks so much.